With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits fell to its lowest level in 5 weeks.
The drop-off comes even as more high-profile companies announce layoffs. The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment benefits fell by 12,000 to 201,000 for the week ending February 17th. Weekly unemployment claims have remained at historically low levels in recent years, despite efforts by the U.S. Federal Reserve to cool the economy.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, sales of previously occupied U.S. homes rose in January.
Home sales went up in January by just over 3%. Buyers are taking up easing mortgage rates and bought more homes in January than the previous month. That's the strongest sales pace since August, according to FactSet. It's an encouraging start for the housing market, which has been in a two-year slump. That's supported by an increase in the number of homes on the market to help lift sales. There were just over 1 million homes on the market in December, which is still lower than the monthly historical average of about 2.25 million. Buying power is still limited because of soaring prices, elevated mortgage rates, and relatively fewer homes on the market. I'm Haya Benjouani.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched attacks on both Israel and a ship traveling through the Gulf of Aden. The attack set that vessel ablaze and again demonstrating their ability to launch assaults despite facing U.S.-led airstrikes targeting their forces. Mexico President Obrador denying allegations contained in a U.S. media report about a U.S. inquiry into accusations that people close to him took money from drug traffickers shortly before his 2018 election. On Wall Street, the Dow was ahead 469 points. This is SRN News. Attacks on houses of worship in this country are increasing.
According to the Family Research Council's Hostility Against Churches report, there were 436 incidents last year, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than eight times the number identified in 2018. The attacks range from vandalism to bomb threats and shootings, deliberately targeting a church congregation. The latest incident took place this month at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, where a woman opened fire with a gun. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether state law bans abortions before that case goes through any lower appellate courts. The U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision to overturn Roe v. Wade reactivated an 1849 law in the state that conservatives argue banned abortion. This is SRN News. A large Alabama hospital has paused in vitro fertilization treatments as healthcare providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on the story.
The University of Alabama, Birmingham announced that its UAB Division of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility has paused the treatments as it evaluates Alabama's Supreme Court decision. The ruling involves wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. The ruling by the all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court prompted a wave of concern about the future of IVF treatments in the state. Patients called clinics to see if scheduled IVF treatments would continue as providers are consulting with attorneys. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.